Lord. Amen. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. And I just want to remind you that this is the day that the Lord has made. So we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we're going to thank God for his goodness, and we're going to thank God for all he's done. And we're going to join together as a family of faith. And as we worship the Lord this morning, you're going to feel his presence, and he's going to do things and touch your life and speak to you. And the Lord is good, and he's always here for us. And so we're just going to step into worship and let God move.
Disappointment, break every chain. All of my fear, I will turn into praise. disappointment, break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment. Show me one thing is too high. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too high. Show me what else he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough and anything is possible. Come on, sing, show me. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough and anything is possible. Do you need a breakthrough this morning? Show me one thing that's too high. Show me what else he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough and anything is possible. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. We prayed you for the victory. Oh, there's nothing impossible.
Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. 'cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'll testify. This is my testimony. Oh, I'm alive. This is my testimony. From death to life, 'cause grace rewrote my story. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that that is our testimony, Lord God, that we declare you are God, and we declared you have taken us from death to life because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We are so grateful. And I just, this morning as we started, I just felt like the Lord telling me, don't take this day for granted. Don't take this day for granted. This isn't just another day you get to get up and do whatever. No, this is another day he has given you to get up and praise his name. Not everybody gets to get up. Not everybody gets to come and freely just worship him. I was reading today about a nation that's been Muslim for all of its life. And they declared that Christianity was a religion there. And the people of this church, their houses and their businesses, their places of work, all that's getting like bombed and getting like burned up and getting attacked because this is a Muslim nation and they're attacking the Christians that go to this church. Don't take today for granted. Don't take what God has given us for granted. This is a day that we get to come in. Just like every day, we get to worship him every single day. We get to say, you are my Father every single day. Lord, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. You are my Father. And it's got to be personal to you. I don't follow Jesus because Phil follows Jesus. Philip doesn't follow Jesus because his mom and dad follows Jesus. Now, he may have gone to church because his mom and dad went to church and caused and said, you're coming. I don't care if he's 20. He's coming. If you're in my house, you're coming. I know some people may think that's hard. It's all right. I'm a lot meaner than that. Philip, shut up. But he doesn't serve the Lord because of me and his dad. He has a personal relationship with Jesus. We all need to understand how important our relationship with Jesus and our Father is. And don't take it for granted, not one day. Amen? So let's finish worshiping him today with the rest of the songs that we got, not taking today that we get to worship him for granted and just worship him. Amen?
To go along with what Pastor Regina has said, for the last couple of weeks, God's been dealing with me about surrendering all. And I need to share this with you because I feel like God wants me to. So one, I had heard a teaching that touched a little bit about surrendering to God, about trying to just get rid of all of the things that you had normally been doing, per se, as spending, I don't want you to take this wrong, out of your routine, about spending time with God and doing something a little different. So I decided to wake up one Friday morning and do it. And this song kept hitting me about surrendering all, that old song, I Surrender It All. And as I walked back and forth in the room and started singing that song, I Surrender All, I started just surrendering things, not only things that were wrong, but things that were also right. Because he says, all, surrender all. So I surrendered myself, my family, my husband, my home, my furnishings, my cars, everything that I could think of till I could not think of anything else to surrender. And I'm telling you what, that set my day. Because there was nothing else between me and God. There was nothing that I could reach for in the place of Him because I surrendered everything to Him. And I cannot stress to you enough, don't let anything, don't hold on to not one little thing that keeps you, that keeps anything between you and your God. Because He is coming back.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Amen.
Every battle you won, I am. Thank you. I just wanted to share something with you that God gave me in this last couple weeks. My husband just had surgery last week. He's doing great. Actually, he's doing more than great. And God has seen us through this whole thing, but it's been a long battle, and it's been a long journey. And these last few weeks have been an extremely hard battle. And I finally got to the point, like Laura was saying, that I had to surrender everything to God because I couldn't carry the weight any longer. And so one day, a couple weeks ago, I was getting ready to go to work. And I had even said to God that day, God, I'm trying really hard to be okay. I need you to just help me be okay today. I just need to take one breath at a time today. I need help. And just like that, as I was carrying my stuff out to my car to leave for work, he downloaded something in my spirit. And I couldn't wait to get to work so I could get it down in my phone so I could remember it. Because sometimes we think of God's voice as this big booming voice, but the Bible speaks of it as that still small voice. And that's exactly how he said this to me. And this song, the Spirit of God in this room when this song was playing, just reminded me of that sweet moment that he gave this to me. I titled it, I Am. I am yesterday and tomorrow all at the same time. You exist in time, but time exists in me. I am eternal. I am the author and finisher of time and eternity. I have already written your tomorrows while you're still sitting in your yesterdays. I never change. I am and have always been the I am. Nothing surprises me. Nothing shocks me. I am not shaken. I am never taken off guard. I am sees all. I can fight wars on your behalf while sitting with you in the stillness and counting your tears. You can rest in me because I am the I am.
Where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. The fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. So clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus
Jesus in the darkness, forever here to me. Jesus for my family, I'll speak the holy name. Now Jesus moving mountain.
Come on.
Jesus in.
Come on, we got a 2-year-old that shouts Jesus for her family. Surely you can. Hallelujah.
Jesus in my family. I speak the holy name.
This church. We're going to shout over our family members that are here today. We're going to shout over this city. Listen, there are so many people right now being attacked by the enemy. We've got Candy in the hospital. She's got a blood clot in her stomach that they're dealing with. We have Jamie that just got surgery, but bless the Lord, he is healed in full in Jesus' name. We've got the Murphys. We've got the Smiths. They're out. They got COVID. Now something's going on with some of them's breathing in their heart. We have in this. Come on. How much are we going to take before we stand up and say, enough is enough, devil. You have rampant over our family long enough. Go to that bridge. Please.
Jesus in the mountain. Jesus in the street.
Come on.
Jesus in the darkness, Lord.
Jesus. name of Jesus, and he's here. He is here, and we're not going to take for granted his presence. Lord, first of all, we just want to worship you and thank you that you're here. We love you. Thank you for your presence. We just honor you and glorify you. Now, Father, we speak over every family member, whether it be blood or whether it be in the body of Christ, or people you've assigned to us. We speak over every single one of them, freedom in their bodies, freedom in their minds, freedom in their emotions in Jesus' name. Freedom over them, over doubt, over worry. We just call it to go in Jesus' name. Every sickness, every disease that has come upon the body, especially in this body of Christ, we call it to go in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you are healing. And by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. And we give you glory for it today. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We call every family member that's unsaved right now into the kingdom of God to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Right now, we ask that every blinder that the enemy has put on them, take everything off. Let them hear, let them see, let them hear you, Lord God. Let their ears not be shut down from you anymore, Lord God. And let the deception of the enemy be removed off of their hearts in the name of Jesus. Let compromise that has come in be lifted off of them in the name of Jesus. They hear you, Lord God. Let them hear you. Let them hear you. Lord, we thank you that our family is saved. We thank you, Lord God, that city that you have put us in, this city, is saved. Drugs are no longer in this city. We call them out in Jesus' name. Sickness and diseases that we've been seeing, the mental health issues that we've been seeing, and we call them out and gone in Jesus' name. One touch from you, Lord God. One touch from you is all it takes. And I believe you. They believe you. Father, we thank you that child abuse goes in Jesus' name. Spousal abuse goes in Jesus' name. Yes, that goes in Jesus' name. You heard my word, Lord. There's babies in here, I think. Molestation goes in Jesus' name. There's not babies in here. In Jesus' name. We don't stand for it anymore. When is enough enough? Put the fire in us that enough is enough. We're the answer. We're the answer you put on this earth for what's going on. Let every single one of us realize it and understand that the battle has already been won. We just have to do our part to fight it and get through it. Just follow after where you've already gone. You've gone before us. You've won the victory. Let us see your path and walk it, Lord God. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have done all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, is there anybody in here this morning that is sick, in great pain, or went to the doctor and is in need of prayer? Anybody this morning?
I think they're at the doctor right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody else this morning? Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Just wanting to be obedient to the Lord.
For some reason, I feel the need to pray over Jeannie this morning.
Okay.
So she's not here today, so pray over Jeannie. I know she's had some back issues.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Jeannie before you, God. And Father, over these back issues and any pain and issues she has going on, God, we just pray right now that your healing power would be released, God. Loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her, Father, and bring her complete 100% total restoration. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I know there's going to be a prayer request for the the Murphys and the Smiths. So let's
Father,
just go ahead and pray.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up both the Murphys and the Smiths to you, Father. And Lord, this household, these households that have been under affliction and sickness, Father, we just curse the very root of it, Father. And Lord, let healing come into them, Father. Loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into these families, Father. And Lord, let every symptom of sickness be gone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we've already prayed for Candy in the car this morning, but we're going to pray for her again and just thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Just thank the Lord.
Father, we put Candy before you, Lord. And Father, as we have prayed over this blood clot and these issues, Father, we just thank you that she's in your hands, Father. And Lord, no matter what procedures are done, Father, or if they're needed, your hand is upon all those who are involved, Father. And Lord, let her come to complete healing, God. And I thank you that even right now she's healed and whole.
Yes.
And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Well, do we have the kids that are going to pump in here today? If you would come up here. Caleb, Isaiah, are they out there? Adam and Isaiah's not here. Well, we'll pray over the ones that came. Praise the Lord. No, we'll pray for them too. They don't have to be here. God's hand's not short that he can't touch them where they're at. Amen? Amen. We've got Jesse that's going as well. We've got, you're the lone rider for the Kaisers. We've got Caleb, Isaiah, Adam, and Ezekiel that's going as well. So, Philip, come on up here. We're going to pray over you. Pray over these kids, and then we're going to pray over you. Philip's going to be teaching the first night of Pump, so we're excited. We're excited for what God's going to do for these kids. Amen?
Yeah.
I believe they go Thursday. Yes. Noah, where's Noah? He's not here either. Okay, so we need to make sure. I knew Noah was going. Sorry, did I say Jesse? Jesse's going. Okay. So we got
prayer
for all of them.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put all of the Pump children before you, Father. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that you're going to touch each and every one of them, God. Father, that each and every one of them are going to have an experience with you, God. A life-changing experience, Father. And Lord, we pray over Philip and we pray over all the leaders, Father. Lord, that they will minister to these children, that they will have a word in due season. And that this would be one of the most significant times that these children experience, God. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Then we got, do we have a VBS thing today? Is it a work day or is it a meeting? I want to make sure. Huh? Oh, we have a video. Yeah. No, I meant work day, or are you going to? I'd give him a break. Okay.
I'm so excited about Vacation Bible School this year, Revival Falls USA, where faith is a way of living. Coming up here soon, July 24th to 28th, 6 o'clock, 8:30 p.m. every night, ages 3 years old to 5th grade. Come on out, it's going to be a great time. Now with us this year is our sheriff, Sheriff Sebastian. Now,
hello.
As you can tell, he's from the land down under. This guy is Australian. Somehow he's made his way over to Bible Falls to be a sheriff in Western. So we have to teach him how to speak Western. Ain't that right?
Sheriff. Teach me how to speak Western.
Somehow you can tell he needs some work. So we're going to start with very simple, most basic Western words.
Think the simple.
Western. Howdy. Can you say howdy?
Howdy.
Can you say it for a little bit of Western?
Howdy.
No, okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next one. That's not it. Partner.
Partner.
There's a partner.
It's partner.
No, it's not.
That's wrong.
Partner.
Me and you are partners.
No, it's howdy, partner.
Partners.
Okay. How about varmint? Can you say varmint?
Vomit.
No, it sounds like you said vomit. Okay. Next one. Critters.
Critters.
It's not
critters. Critters.
It's critters.
Critters. Like the one I punched in the face. It took his teeth out of his mouth.
Is that how you got that?
That's how I thought. He can let me try to take my crumb bits.
Okay, how about... He's good at telling stories. How about over yonder?
Over yonder. Even Lloyd did.
No. What last one? Did you say, giddy up?
Getty up. You don't know what?
You know what? You need a real cowboy hat, anybody.
I do.
Okay, you can tell these guys from the land up. He's got this camouflage thing. Okay, we're working on this, but come on out to the Gates Bible School, and you're going to see Sheriff Sebastian every night helping us out. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys there. See you later, partners.
Come on, hold this.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess, are there any children left to be released to go to children's church? Hallelujah. And then let's just take a few minutes to do the offering today. We know that the Bible says give and it shall be given. Amen. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall the Lord give back unto us and show us that when he says to give, that he's wanting you to give only so you can participate in the kingdom. Amen. And he wants to make sure that he's able to participate in your life by being able to bless you and touch what you give. So this morning we're going to come together and we're just going to take up this offering in the name of the Lord. And we're going to be thankful that we have great givers here and that you are seeing God do great things for you as you give. And so we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray over the tithes and offerings today, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to touch whatever is given today, Father. Lord, that you are touching the people, that you rebuke the devourer on their behalf, God. And Lord, that you protect their seed and you protect them, God. And Father, that you increase them, Father, and show them your goodness, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to see each and every one of you this morning. And, you know, I just want to remind you that sometimes you have to restir yourself. Now, this isn't really my message today, but I just felt like the Lord wanted me to just challenge us to restir ourselves. Sometimes we need to restir ourselves so that the fires of God can be ignited in our spirit. Amen. Sometimes we get away from those things that are in the core groups, like studying the word or just taking that time to pray and spend time with God. We get away from that, and sometimes we have to restir ourselves and we have to reignite those things. And we might have to just set ourselves and say, hey, okay, this week I'm going to make sure that I do this, this, and this. And we just have to reevaluate ourselves and resituate ourselves so that God can be working in our life, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And the Lord would never start a journey with you without bringing in everything it takes to finish it. Amen? And I tell you what, I know that many of us have been fighting battles and many of us have been under pressure, but I'm just telling you that God is going to continue to help you and bring you through this kind of thing. Amen? And so today we're going to look at love within the brethren and just God himself and ourselves, and we're just going to look at some scriptures here and really just dig into what God wants us to do concerning love. And it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And I want you to know that sometimes I think we need to get back to the simple basics of the gospel so that we can find ourselves and solidify ourselves and solidify what God wants to do in us. And this is a great word here. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen? And I want you to know that it's critically important in the body of Christ that we love each other, that we support each other, that we reach out to each other, and that we are a place of support and a place of just encouraging each other with what we've learned and with what we know, and making sure that we are seeking God in all things that we do in our life. And it says right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11, it says, "Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another." God is going to make us increase and abound in love one toward another and towards all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. I want you to know something, that one way that your heart is going to be prepared for seeing Christ come and take you to heaven, or when you pass going to heaven, one thing that's going to help you in that is that you grow your love one for another. That you grow how much you love people, and not just the people that are close to you, but there should be a love in your heart for humanity. And there should be times where God might call on you just to pray for the world and pray for salvation throughout the world. Amen? He might call on you to pray for a situation. You could even be watching TV, and the Lord might speak to you to pray for a nation, like you might pray for Ukraine, or you might see a situation just on TV, and it might not appear important to you, but it's important that we learn that we love all men and love all people. Amen? And that we learn how to do those things, and we learn how to just let God bring us to that next place of love. He said that we would abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Let's make sure that we abound in love towards one another. Amen? And then it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "But as touching brotherly love, we need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are at Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more." So one thing that we want to make sure we increase is on how we love people and how we love others. Amen? And this is a way that we're going to constantly see something from God and know that God is working on our behalf, because we are constantly loving others and loving those that we get an opportunity to, as we are in pursuit of the Lord and his will and what we should be doing in our life. And we're going to look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." I want you to know that there's a bunch of faith and love in Christ Jesus for us. And not just a little bit, but an exceeding abundant. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that each and every one of us have been touched by a grace and a love that is exceeding and abundant in the Lord. And if Paul could be forgiven for when he was persecuting the church, how much more so can we be forgiven for things that we've done in the lives that we've led, where we've made mistakes for sure, but certainly God's exceeding grace and abundance is bigger than who we are, right? His love is much bigger than who we are. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief." Paul calls himself the chief of all sinners, amen? And rightfully so, because none of us in here, I hope, can say that we ever came to a church and stoned and persecuted people because they loved Jesus. And if Paul could do that and get redemption from it, then how much more so can we get redemption from anything that we have in our lives where we have been in any way, shape, or form against the Lord or not with the Lord on certain issues? There's nothing in our life that we can't be forgiven of or that the Lord has not already prepared a way for. It says right here in Titus chapter 3, verse 3, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But after that, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord." I want you to keep seeing how in the Bible it shows us that we were not touched just a little bit, but abundantly. There's been an abundance amount of grace poured out on us. You know, we're not just barely saved. We are completely redeemed, cut away from the old man to the point where he doesn't exist, and we're new creatures. Amen. We're brand new creatures in Christ, and we've been made so whole that the Lord wants us to know we're completely whole. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So much are we made whole that we are heirs of eternal life. And you know what? Eternal life is not something that starts once you pass away. I want you to know eternal life is already yours. Yes. Amen? Yes. Once you got saved, you started your eternal life. And I want you to know something. That you right now are on the journey to finish your course well, and that we can have eternal life and we'll never die, but we'll live forever after we pass once. You know, it's appointed man once to die. But after that, the judgment and seeing the goodness of the Lord on the other side. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are living according to the hope of eternal life. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're pressing into those things and that we know the goodness of God is with us and that the Lord will keep us in all that he's doing with us. In the book of Hebrews 6:10, it says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye may be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." I want you to know that every one of us has a responsibility to minister the gospel. Amen. Now, you might not have to minister from a pulpit like a pastor does, but you have to minister the gospel to other people. There are people that are going to cross your path that are going to need your voice to help them find Jesus. And you have the power and the ability in you to preach and teach people about the Lord. People just need to hear your testimony and hear your story, and it will be enough, especially the Lord will lead people across your path that are people that are sent your way just so they can hear what you have to say about the Lord. You know what? For this next month, I'm challenging myself to purposely put myself in places where I'm just out and I'm just going to go. And my purpose while I go to the store is going to be to find somebody to witness to. I don't care what I got to do. I might have to chase them down, trip them. No. I won't chase anybody or trip anybody, I promise you that. But I'm going to purposely make sure that I'm putting myself in a position to be teaching and preaching the things of Jesus to other people, and not just from the pulpit. I want to do it individually, amen? Because I think it's important for all of us as Christians to know that we have the ability and the power to preach the gospel. And that the Bible says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And we've got many stories even in the Bible to encourage us on how people inherited the promises after pursuing the Lord. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are people that are doing what we can do to inherit the promises of the Lord. Amen? says right here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Man, the most important thing we have to do is endure to the end. Amen. Having your faith in check just for a season is not good enough. Amen. I want you to have a lifestyle and a lifetime of just having your faith being released and being used. So let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. You know, I want you to know something, that it's our job to provoke each other to love. And that's why we assemble ourselves together. We come together because just our faith will stir each other. You know, seriously, just when you guys come in, I want you to know that you stir my faith when I get to see you guys. And I want you to know this, that this is a part of why the Lord wanted us to assemble together, is because we need to stir each other's faith and we need to be there for each other. And in today's world, with rising gas prices and everything putting pressure on us, the more we put ourselves together and the more we honor God in these ways is even more so just assuring our faith and assuring what's going on in our life. Amen? And so it's important that we make sure that the Lord is a priority and bringing ourselves together is a priority, because he says that we should do it even more so as we see the day approaching. So this is a time where making sure that we press into each other with love and good works one towards another, and all those types of things, you know, are very critical and very important for us. And then coming together as a church body is very critical and very important at this time for us to make sure that we're doing all we can to follow after the Lord and love the Lord and be involved in what he'd have us do. You know, the Bible says this in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Yes. And what greater love can we see in the Bible than Jesus knowing, coming, and knowing he has to take his life to the cross for us, and knowing that he has to die and suffer great affliction for us, and him being willing to do it. Amen? What great love the Lord is showing us. So as he has showed us great love, we need to show him great love and show each other great love. Amen? That's another reason why we want to come together, because when we come together and we exhort the house of the Lord, then we are showing forth God our love for him and our trust in him and how much we want him to be our God and how much we're thankful for what he's done in our life. And we come in here and we worship him and praise him. And I tell you what, the Lord gets excited about our worship and praise. Amen? In fact, the Bible says that the Lord gets so intricately involved in our worship and praise that it says that he comes down and he will inhabit the praises of his people. And he says that if two or three are gathered in his name, that's enough to make him come and join the celebration. Amen? And so that's an exciting thing to know, that just two or three can make the Lord join in celebration. And I'm going to read out of the book of James chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man, chapter 1 verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for whom he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. One way that you're going to endure temptation is because you truly love the Lord. Well, amen. Boy, that got exciting. I said, one way we're going to make sure that we endure temptation is because we are them that love the Lord. Amen? Amen? And it says here, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. Listen, when you're having wrong thoughts and wrong feelings and you're thinking about doing stuff that is outside the will of God and conviction comes upon you, the conviction is from God, but the desire to do wrong stuff is never from God, and he never tempts you with bad stuff. We've got to remember that there's an evil one called Satan who's constantly trying to tempt us with evil things and try to bring things across our path. But God is never. It says that every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And the way that we make sure that we're not drawn away and the way that we make sure that we are not tempted is because we love God. The Lord has promised to them that love him. And the Lord will help us endure temptation. And when we do endure temptation and come out on the other side, then we are knowing that we love God and we've kept our commandments to him and our commitment to him. You know, I'll never forget one time I was working for a job and they made me go to Las Vegas. And I kept seeing that commercial, what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. And I tell you what, I did not want to go because I did not want to be out and all of that stuff. But I will tell you, I ended up having to go and there was nothing I could do. I had to go to Las Vegas. But while I was there, I could protect myself and keep myself from seeing things and being involved in things. And I got to tell you that after I went to Las Vegas, it actually ended up being a good thing because I kept my character, I kept my nature, I was faithful to God and faithful to my beautiful wife, Regina. And it made me realize that, hey, I can be this Phil Walker in any place. I can be the Phil without sin in Ohio. I can be the Phil without sin in Las Vegas. I can be the Phil without sin in Africa. And that's what we want to be. No matter where we're at, we should be able to live a life that is a life dedicated to the Lord. And without sin and without a bunch of mess going on, we should be able to serve him because we love him. Amen? Yes. And we can keep his promises. And we can keep his promises and keep what he has us to do. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, is, though it might be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. I want you to know something. There's going to be seasons of temptations, and many of them, not just one or two. There's going to be times where heaviness comes our way. There's going to be times where temptations comes our way. But when we endure it for the Lord that we believe in, even though we've not seen him, I'm telling you, the reward is far beyond anything that we could ever imagine. The reward is great, and the reward is eternal life and eternal salvation for our souls, and that we're going to live forever with the Lord. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are people that even though we have temptations come and even though we have heaviness through afflictions that come upon us, we want to make sure that we realize that our faith, the trial of our faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Keeping our faith is the most important thing that we can do in this thing called life. You can have all the money in the world you want, but without faith, that's going to end in disappointment. We can have nice cars or go on great vacations, and I want you to have all of that kind of stuff. But I also want you to know that none of those things can replace our faith, because our faith is more precious than gold. Why? Because it's the thing that leads us to eternal life. And it's the thing that helps us, and it's the thing that keeps us, and it's the thing that keeps us connected to God. So one thing we want to do is make sure that our faith and our love of God through our faith is something that we stand on wholeheartedly and completely. You know, it says in Galatians here, and before I read Galatians, I might as well mention that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the chapter of love, at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, "So now remains faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Out of those three, the greatest of these is love." And it says right here in Galatians 5:5, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor circumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Amen? You know, I want you to know that we're not in some religious ritual of anything. We're in a relationship. And our relationship is based on love. And because our relationship is based on love, we can use this thing called faith, and this substance called faith will work in our life on a day-to-day basis. Amen? And it will help us in every aspect of this thing called life, because we are dependent on God through our faith, and we are also in our relationship with the Lord through faith. And the Lord has proven that faith works because he first walked it, right? Yes. He walked it out to the cross and walked it out and died for us. And he didn't ask us anything until after he went to the cross. And then all he asked you to do was give him your life. Amen? And if you would give him your life, then he would give you eternal life. Amen? I mean, what a blessing. A Savior that would die for us to give us life. But then he doesn't even just give us a natural life. He gives us eternal life and causes us to be just like him and his Father and the Holy Spirit, those that are going to live forever and be forever forgiven in the Lord. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for your absolute goodness, God. Father, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you do in our life, God. And I thank you for your goodness that is never short towards us, Father. Lord, I thank you that even this morning, right now, Father God, you are just fixing situations for people, God. Father, that you are just bringing into alignment, God, things that people need. You are opening doors and closing doors. Father, you are addressing things physically, spiritually, and emotionally for people, Father. And Lord, that even right now, even in this church right now, God, you're pouring out your Spirit upon those who are in need of you, Father. And Lord, you are blessing and you are keeping, Father, and you are touching. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we put Tanja before you right now, Father, and we speak to this back and neck pain. And God, we ask you to loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her situation, Father, and that every symptom would be gone, everything would be realigned, and everything would be made whole. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, we pray for Amy and we pray for these children that are going on a missions trip at the end of this month, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you would put blessing upon them. Of course, your protection would be upon everybody that goes, Father. And Lord, that they would minister to people that you send them to, Father. And that this missions trip would be successful. And it would speak to the children and to the people that are touched, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, we serve a good God, don't we? He's a very good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I'm thankful that you are here today, and I'm thankful for the goodness of God. And I will be up here to pray with anybody that needs prayer. And I just want to thank you for coming today. Amen. Hey, God bless each and every one of you.